I want to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is December the 1st and the time is 10:50 a.m. First on the agenda is roll call, please.
Congresswoman Revard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present. We have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer, and if you all will join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want to ask you to watch over all of our families that are in mourning. It's been a difficult time for us, and we ask that you give them some peace in as they move forward. I ask that you watch over us and as we do our work today, and give us the guidance we need to make the best decisions we can for Osage people. We thank you for this opportunity that we have to serve our people. And we ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Okay, next on the agenda is the approval of minutes.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. The minutes showed that I was absent on that day. I believe I was at this meeting. Could we check on that, please?
Clerk.
Yes, I'll check on that. I think, if I'm remembering right, I think you were absent because I think that was when everything first started.
She was on the call. Okay.
Yeah, the vote count shows that. Move to approve the minutes from November 16th as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Before we go on to the next item, I just wanted to say, first of all, I appreciate the fact that everyone is here today. We have a lot of information to cover, and a lot of it came in late to us. So I want us to be patient, and I want us to be on try to stay on top of it. So if all of you could really try to follow along, pull your copies, or get to the place and make sure we're all on the same page as we go along, it will be helpful. Next on the agenda is ONCA 2301. I am the sponsor. I'd like to ask Speaker Good Fox if you would chair while we discuss this item.
Yes. We are now on ONCA 2301, an act to amend ONCA 2295 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $859,730 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is a bill, as it states in the title, to amend our 2295 from the fall. ENR services, real estate services, tribal administration is what I'm showing as part of the bill. We have our deputy treasurer, McIntosh, and we have Krista Fulkerson, who's our director of grants, with us in the building today. I don't know, are there any of the directors that are here? Can you see? Okay.
Scroll down.
Okay. This could be something that, you know, can be taken care of by the two of you. It doesn't bother me who addresses it, just as long as we have the right people on the call. So the first one I'm showing is ENR services.
Chair, we're going to send a message to someone in ENR to join. So if you want to move on and then come back to them, and we can work with directors that are on the call.
Okay. All right. The next one is real estate services. And I had a document distributed to you that was done by our budget analyst that was a comparison to show the differences in what the current budget says and what the amended budget says. And so if you all can find that, it might help you. Other than that, Mr. McIntosh or Ms. Fulkerson, whoever would like to address real estate services.
We need everyone that's here to speak into their microphone. Sorry.
We don't have microphones. Here. I need two more microphones, please.
The real estate services request is for $234,000, I believe, in contracted services. That's for the phase two of the trust to fee project. I believe that they're finishing up on phase one and looking to move into phase two. This is the request to fund that.
Okay, I'm seeing, I'm sorry, Chair. If I could respond to that, I'm not showing that on the comparison chart, but I do see a memo.
Yes, and I believe the memo
outlines
the.
Okay. So were there adjustments to indirect cost and to operations expense?
Correct. Indirect cost, I show $58,500. Increase, and then in operation expense would be $234,000.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Jordan?
Yes. The comparison document for this bill is titled FY23 Tribal Budget Amendments. I just wanted to clarify because Congresswoman Stabler had said that hers wasn't reflecting that change, but that is what I show as well, what Tyler McIntosh just said.
Thank you. Sponsor?
Chair?
Do you have anything?
Well, I guess just to make sure that everybody understands, this was to cover the phase two sampling plan for our fee to trust application. Which property is this?
Treasurer.
I'll defer to Natasha.
Natasha Yancey?
With Real Estate Services, yes.
Natasha, are you listening in? There's a question for you. You need to unmute. Well, Natasha is showing that she's online with us, but she's not answering.
Are you reaching out to her, Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay. Chair, if we could give him just a minute.
Well, do we want to move on to something else? Tyler, what are you saying?
If you'd like to move on to admin, I can cover
it. Let's move on to admin.
Okay. Chair, if I could go ahead and defer to Mr. McIntosh.
Go ahead.
Okay. The administrative requests totals to $67,230. In that request is there's one GSA vehicle lease for all secretaries at $3,500 per year. Also adding in just some local mileage at $5,000. Training, doing registrations totals to 20,000. When that's divided amongst all the secretaries, it averages out to about 3,300 apiece. Supplies for secretaries, admin assistants that are coming on, that should be a one-time amount of 17,500 so that PCs, desk, and equipment can be acquired for those assistants. And the expectation is that will go down in next year's budget. Cell phone stipend of $1,000, adding space costs in at $5,000, and then indirect at $15,230. It's essentially to provide some operating cost. As we discussed, I believe in the September session, that was kind of a basic budget at that time of salaries and fringe. This will provide some operating costs for that area. And these are estimates. So we'll monitor it and determine next year what the actual from actuals incurred this year.
Thank you.
Chair, if I could.
Go ahead.
Tyler, what was the vehicle expense again?
It's for one GSA lease.
For how much?
$3,500. And then it'll probably also, local mileage will probably roll up in that number too at $5,000.
And so did that fall under rental or did that fall under operations?
GSA. To me, the GSA should fall under the lease and rents, but I believe it flows to travel according to the code.
Okay, so what's the new total that you have for travel?
Let me get to my budget. Getting to my document.
So, Madam Chair.
Jordan, go ahead.
It's $8,500 for travel.
That's the new total. It includes the $3,500.
Yes.
Okay. I believe that's all I have, Chair.
Thank you. Anyone else? We're on admin.
Chair, I think I do have one more question, just curious. Go ahead. So we have a pool, don't we? Have a pool? And so how was it determined that they be assigned a vehicle?
In the pool, this was actually, this vehicle was already with the Secretary of Development when in IDC. So I'm just transitioning to the right budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? All right. Congresswoman, where would you like to go next?
Is Ms. Yancey with us?
Madam Chair.
I am.
Madam Chair, I'm going to have to step down.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman.
I will be on the
mobile. Okay. Thank you.
Give us just 1 second. Okay. Ms. Yancey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to move back up to real estate services. I'm going to, who had the question? Congressman Sponsor, did you have a question?
I don't think we addressed anything yet.
Okay.
So if Ms. Yancey, I think that Mr. McIntosh had said, we ask about the trust. That's right, I did have a question. I'm sorry, I had to work my way around to it. Okay, I was asking about the trust, the phase two sampling of the trust. Can you tell me what property those are for, Ms. Yancey?
That is for the Osage Nation Ranch.
Okay. So evidently there was a phase one. Is there a phase three?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so this would complete. Would that complete the application, or are there still other items to be completed?
We will have to do another environmental 6 months before we complete the application process. Once we get ready to close and put it in that trust, we will have to do a phase one. Just an updated phase one.
Okay. All right. And so would that have to be paid for, or is the money already secured for it?
That would probably have to be paid for, but I don't think it takes as much time, because they just have to update the original EA to resubmit.
Okay, and evidently this is being done. I'm sorry, Chair.
Go ahead.
This is being done by an outside contractor?
That is correct.
Who's the contractor?
And that would be A&M Engineering.
I think that's all I have, Chair.
Okay. Any other member? All right. Thank you, Ms. Yancey. All right, Congresswoman Stabler, where would you like to go next?
I believe we have ENR.
ENR is on the line. Who do we have? Craig, are you there? Jan is on the line.
Yes, this is Craig. I'm on Jan's computer. Okay. She was at a prior appointment, but she's on her way, so.
Okay. All right.
So do you want to go ahead or do you want to?
Craig, why don't you go ahead and speak to your portion of ENR in this amendment?
So ENR's amendment to the DNR services portion should be to address the CARES cattle situation that we've had numerous talks about. It covers the lease, it covers funding for feed, vaccinations, et cetera, in all aspects of that.
Chair, I believe we received a narrative on that.
Congresswoman Staler, do you have any?
I do have some questions. I'm looking for my little narrative. I believe the lease was listed at $58,000 for a lease. Can you describe what that lease covers?
Yes, so that lease, the original game plan was to lease the existing pastures that those cattle were on from the LLC. The lease got negotiated down to two southern pastures. They're known as the East Ferguson and the North Goad, which approximately is just a touch over 3,000 acres. We still wanted to incorporate the additional funds to lease and work in some lands with the realty department in the future.
From the ranch?
No.
From outside the ranch?
It'd be from outside the ranch if the ranch does not have pastures available.
So now this is just going off the last I heard. I thought you were being leased at $1 an acre.
No, that was for the bison preserve. We got that lease procured back early in the spring, I believe. The lease that we're currently negotiating for CARES cattle is $12.50 an acre.
Okay. Okay, and $12.50 an acre for how many acres again?
It's just a few. It's a few acres over 3,000. I want to say it's like 3,056 or 3,062.
Okay.
We're asking for $58,000 because the original three pastures they were on, we weren't able to procure the Lynn pasture due to unforeseen circumstances on the LLC with the fires and different things. That Lynn pasture is a little over 1,500 acres, so we were still wanting to lease future lands out if available through the LLC, but if not, then we would reach out to the realty department and see what was available through them.
So at this point, you don't have any other land secured or in the queue to be secured, just the 3,000 acres, because 58,000 would get you up to 4,600 acres.
Yes, we're wanting to get to 4,600 acres.
But not necessarily on the ranch.
It does not have to be necessarily on the ranch, no.
Okay. And I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Okay, before I ask my next question, Chair, if I can, I just want to continue on. And
go ahead.
And the other part of this ask was for feed and vaccine.
Yes, feed, vaccinations, and basic care and maintenance of the animals themselves. The feed cost is associated with the feedlot portion. That's 120-day feed outs. It's about $455 a ton, and that equates to us also needing some overhead bin storage and a few other items to procure along with that. And then also hay costs, it being, you know, with us being a drought year, we have to purchase all of our hay. So we've estimated about $150 a bale and calculated out for all the animals on the hay side as well, and mineral.
So the last I heard as well, you were buying through the ranch. And so did you receive a proposal from the ranch?
Buying what through the ranch?
Feed through the ranch.
We have not received any proposals from them. We went out to the feed mills, various feed mills in the area that would be able to supply us feed.
Okay. And then what's the plan for the cattle? What are you all intend to do with the cattle?
So currently right now with the cattle, we just sold off some calves. We're going to utilize those funds to put back in and help the butcher house make sure that they get the necessarily cattle that they need. We're also getting ready to coordinate and work with Mike Alexander out there on the ranch to move all the carriage cattle to the two pastures that I had listed earlier, the East Ferguson and the North Goad, getting them off the Lynn pasture that we were not able to procure lease on.
So are you paying labor? The ranch?
We have worked out with Mike Alexander to pay for day workers that are going to be necessary to get that move done and get the cattle and animals work. We already have those funds already set aside in a prior appropriation that was utilized for the bison. So we'll be able to utilize it in both aspects. So far, we've been able to do the bison ourselves.
Okay, so did you say that you're going to use the cattle for the butcher house?
Yes.
Okay, all of the cattle, or there are going to be some that have to be sold?
We had to sell some initially outright up front early, which we just did that sale yesterday.
Okay.
Those funds will go back directly into the carriage cattle. And then for the butcher house also to utilize for procurement of the cattle, because those were their cattle to begin with, if that makes sense. Sorry, I'm stuttering. I was trying to process and speak.
I'm trying to process here, but to me, it can't go back in the butcher house. It has to go back into the cattle. Okay.
Right. Yes. The supply line or whatever it is.
Okay.
From basically farm to butcher house, farm to table. That makes sense.
Okay.
Congresswoman Stabler, I can see your you have a question, and it's...
I'm going to hold off if we could hear from Mr. McIntosh.
Okay, Mr. McIntosh.
So I think that what we'll need to do is come back and look at projected revenue, because when we projected revenue, the last revision we made, the carriage cattle was not going to be part of ENR.
Right.
So I think that's part of a piece that we need to bring back, or we need to work on projected revenue to include what the sales of the cattle will be.
Right. Okay. That helps me, because then that's what I'm saying. Shouldn't this all be a separate budget? This should not be wrapped into ENR at all. All of it. Not the lease, not the feed, not the vaccines, not the cattle themselves. It's not a part of ENR.
Not part of the budget that pays Mike
Alexander. No. No, they're going to have to bill from the ranch.
Create a new cost center.
Uh-huh.
Or create a new, that's what new I department think. Cost center.
Yes.
So I'm kind of confused then, if we're having to bill from the ranch, if we're the ones taking care of the animals.
No, I'm talking about the labor. If you're using
right,
ranch
we're,
labor.
We're using DNR people for the majority of the work, other than the occasional working day where we might work them through the chutes. So day-to-day feeding's happening by our people out here at DNR.
But that's labor. That's ranch labor.
That's our people doing manual labor out there on the leases we just signed.
I'm sorry to push on this, Craig, but just a few minutes ago, you said Mike Alexander.
Yes, I said Mike Alexander. We have funds that we have set aside for professional fees and contractual labor for day workers when necessary and when needed. We have worked with Mike Alexander because he already has a list of people that they've used in the past as a way for them to basically expedite the process and say, hey, here's a list of cowboys that can come do day work today to help us work CARES cattle, not LLC cattle. And we get an invoice from the LLC for the day workers that they provide.
Okay. All right. There you
if we use them.
Okay. There you went the right direction at the very end there.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the confusion. I do apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll get it all straight here. My concern is that this is an E&R request, and these are business expenses that need to be set aside in a different budget and not wrapped up in E&R. Do you agree, Mr. McIntosh, or you?
I think we could set that up and then look at it to see if it's actually going to be an enterprise type fund.
Right. Well, whether it is or isn't, it's not an environmental issue. They're an environmental or land issue. And so that's where I'm saying, and it does need to be a cost center because you've got to know what you've made on those cattle or not.
Congresswoman Stabler, anything more?
I don't really know where to go next with this, other than to maybe work with Treasury to figure out how this can work. And the same thing for the bison. Now, the bison are a preserve. I understand that. And they would need to be a separate cost center. A new formula.
I don't think we call it Osage Ranch, but
no.
I just kind of feel like it was probably going to our department for the reason that it's a management of natural resources, and that's exactly what our department does. And I think that's why it's here, and that's why it's in this budget, and that's why the bison were put into this department as well, is it's a management of the natural resources. That's land and animals and the water, among many other things.
Yes, but your cost center are these
products. I don't disagree that we definitely probably need to get back with Tyler and work out something. If you want it in a separate budget, like many of the other programs we provide, I can definitely accommodate that and work with that.
And we could.
I'm just trying to understand to make sure that I'm on the same page as far as where you guys feel this needs to go.
And I think we could get that accomplished today.
Okay.
And then down if need be, if that could be placed on Tuesday. I don't know, but it's too late.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. So, sponsor, do you want to move on from E&R?
Yes, I think we'll have to take it up again.
Congresswoman Lemon. Speak into your microphone.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Craig. So
morning.
You mentioned that you sold some cattle. Can you just tell me what the need, did you have to sell what you said you had to sell them? I'm just interested. I'm not trying to get down a bunny path or anything. It's just there's been a lot of, you know, discussions about the CARES cattle. And so finally we're seeing some, you know, numbers attached with budgetary needs, which is absolutely fine because it's surprising that we're just now getting them whenever we've had these cattle for as long as we have.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, just stating the facts. So
no,
why did you have to sell?
So we went out there and we went, me, myself, Dr. Heyman, and one of our ecologists met up with Mike Alexander and as well Assistant Chief Walker. Met up with Mike Alexander out there, looked at the leases, looked at the animals, and they had about 257 animals. That's 157 steers and 100 heifers that had not been weaned yet, that were definitely large in size. And Mike's suggestion, and we agreed with it, was to go ahead and sell those calves and utilize those funds to procure them animals necessary and needed for the butcher house. Those animals were they needed to be worked way before when we got to look at them.
Okay, may I continue?
So we sold those animals yesterday in an auction. Altogether, it equaled up to before commission, anyways, about $262,000.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm just going to try to, I guess, wrap my head. So we had steers and heifers that were that were past. Do you know what I mean? They were past. Were they past the 30-month mark? Were they, or and I guess what I'm trying to understand is, we weren't able to feed those out. It wasn't going to be conducive and productive for us to feed those animals in the feedlot yet, because you haven't received the money for the feed, because that's what you're doing here today. So the idea was to sell them and then now go purchase more to put in the feedlot.
Jan just stepped in and she can elaborate a little bit more on some of this. I'll let her step in. She just heard the question. So with that,
here's Dr. Heyman.
Thank you, Congresswoman Woman Lemon. I can answer that question a little bit more. So this, we had a long conversation about this before we sold these calves. And as everybody knows, since we just executed the lease, we're just now officially coming into this. And we had decided that it would be best to sell. So we sold, like Craig said, 257 calves. There's 31 calves still left remaining right now. So we have some flexibility with those before we sell them. But the issue comes in is these calves are just weaning age, and we need them to be a little bit older to be put on feed. So at this point in time, it was just a cost issue. With the high cost of feed that Craig had mentioned, it's about $400 a ton right now. And we check almost every day to see what those numbers look like. With the cost of the inputs to feed these calves out to where they need to be processed makes the calf very expensive. So it's more cost effective right now with the high cost of the inputs to sell the calves, these weaned calves, purchase calves that are ready to go straight into the feedlot, feed them out for, you know, our 90 or 120 days, and then process those. It makes for a cheaper calf going into the butcher house. So we're just taking all of these things into consideration with the high cost of feed and hay and everything right now to make sure we're taking all things into consideration and making the right decision. So it's a very long way to hopefully explain why we decided to sell these calves now. It would just cost too much to feed them to the point of being able to be processed.
Thank you, Ms. Heyman. And I understand that, because I mean, when you're looking at a business model, which when you raise, it's actually in the long run, it is cheaper to buy yearling calves and feed them out than it is to raise them up, wean them. It's always going to be that way most of the time. Especially depending on the timing of the year, it's just like dairy cattle. It's better off if you buy a 2-year-old or 3-year-old freshened cow at $1,500 to $2,000, because at the cost of feed and everything right now, it costs about $2,500 to actually raise one on your farm if it was born there, because you can't breed them for 2 years till they're age two. And so it's cheaper to actually purchase a full-grown cow already for that particular purpose. I just have one more question concerning this. Is the plan to kind of continue this cycle where you would calve and then wean and then sell and then purchase product for butcher?
That's not the long-term plan. Once the costs kind of start coming down and we can process the calves out of the CARES cattle, that's the ideal situation. That's exactly what we're shooting for. So we want to raise the calves out of the CARES cattle and move those through the facility. That's ideal. And if we need to sell, like it was mentioned before, the sale of those calves, the money associated with that, the funds will go back in as inputs, you know, to take care of the cows, feed, anything else we need. So the intent is to not have to buy calves in the future, but there's so many variables associated with that. It's hard to say yes or no, but the intent is to keep it all inclusive with the CARES cattle herd.
Just one more. Okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Heyman. I just have a suggestion really. And maybe you guys have already looked at it, but researching barley fodder, FODDER, in case anybody,
mm-hmm.
for your feed possibly, especially with the fact that we are, unfortunately, it looks like the drought is going to continue to come in, you know, we're in drought and we're going to probably stay that way. Most people don't want to say it, but with climate change. But anyways, it's just something to maybe even to consider. In the future, yes. If you're going to continue to keep this herd, it's interesting. It would be interesting to find out exactly what your cost would be compared to, because you don't have to feed hay either. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's just a suggestion. Thank you.
Committee, it is 11:31, and I want to get a few things. I want to get consensus from the committee. Do you all want a break for lunch from 12 to 1? Okay, and then Congresswoman Stabler, as the sponsor, I would like to know where you plan to go next. I want to be mindful that we have a lot of directors on the call, and if you know with certainty that they aren't going to be heard in the next 30 minutes and then we're going to break for lunch, then perhaps they can get off the call to attend to their other work, and then they can get back on the call after 1.
This is the last budget in this pack. In 2301, we'll be jumping to 2303 probably in the next few minutes.
Okay, and that is Congresswoman Shaw's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amendments to 2294.
Okay, okay, all right. So you want to keep everyone on the call because you're almost done with what you need for 2301?
Yes, and that, well, in 2303 is child support, community-oriented policing services, higher pathways, HUD-VASH, which I think is being pulled, right?
No,
it's not. It's staying. Osage Defending the Future, technology for WIC.
But you're almost done with all of your questions for your bill,
yes.
And then we'll move on to Congresswoman Shaw's.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Now, Congresswoman Stabler, in 2301, don't we still have the tax commission?
It's not in my little pack. It's not in this other pack either. So I don't know if it's on a separate bill. Let me see. Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay, then we'll keep the directors on mm-hmm. the line and finish up your bill. Okay, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
I don't have any further questions at this time. This piece will be on hold until Tuesday and for further discussion on those call centers.
Okay. Tyler?
Yes, just one comment on that. I think I recall now the reason that we're not doing an enterprise on this is because that with the purchase of the CARES cattle is a food sovereignty initiative as opposed to an economic development project is how it was reported in initially. So we'll circle back and look at that and then determine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My opinion is whether it is or it isn't, you still want to know the cost factor and the profit factor. No matter what, or at least meeting at meeting that cost factor.
Okay. So if there's nothing further,
then move to postpone 2301 to the call of the chair.
Second. Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion passes, and ONCA 2301 will be postponed to the call of the chair. And I will give the chair back to Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Next, we'll be discussing ONCA 2303, an act to amend ONC 2294 to provide supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $1,132,488 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. And I hate to do this so close to lunch, but could we take a 5-minute recess? I need to clarify something.
Motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're recessed for 5 minutes. Well,
I'm not text.
I don't see it.
Did I miss it?